Welcome back, everybody, to the 24th episode of Debate and Destroy, the one and only metal podcast where we take two legendary albums every Monday morning, go track for track to find out which is the better album. I'm your host once again, Blackout Bill, and today is a double header because it is the end of our 2019 little mini metal Scandinavian mellow death tournament. With featuring Children of Bodom, Amon Amarth, In Flames, and Soilwork. The last two previous episodes were the first two rounds. Episode 22 was In Flames versus Soilwork, and episode 23 was Children of Bodom versus Amon Amarth. And this episode is a doubleheader, where first we will do the losers of those two episodes, and then the winners to find out which album is the best of the four. So make sure to continue on to find out which one wins. If you didn't know, all of our previous episodes are on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Spotify, and all have accompanying video on YouTube. So go make sure to check those out. If you like what you hear for the Mellow Death stuff, we did a At the Gates versus Black Dahlia Murder, a Carcass versus Death episode. So make sure to go check those out. And as far as our YouTube page, we do have bonus content. We just dropped the most underrated Machine Head songs. It's about a 15-minute video, so we don't put it on the podcast. But make sure to go check that out on our YouTube page. That's youtube.com/debatedestroy. And follow us on Instagram for any and all updates. That's where we have our community polls. We have everyone weigh in with their comments, questions, and stuff like that. And which albums they think are better, which artists, all that good stuff. So make sure to stay up to date. On Instagram, once again, that is Debate Destroy, one word. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, or would just like to tell JJ and I our opinions on wrong on certain episodes and why, feel free to email us at debatedestroy@gmail.com. Once again, it's debatedestroy@gmail.com. We read out most of our emails on our Think Again episode. Think Again Part 3 should be coming out this week, so make sure to stay tuned for that. I don't really have anything else, so let's get right into this debate as it is a long one. It is a double header, the end of our 2019 metal, mini metal debate tourney, which is, like I said, In Flames, Soilwork, Children of Bodom, Amon Amarth, which is the best and worst album of the year. That's what we're going to find out on this episode of Debate and Destroy. Everybody, get up. Guys, welcome back to episode 24 of Debate and Destroy. You're joined with your host, as always, Blackout Bill, my co-host, the fiend from Carrizo Springs,
Local JJ.
Local JJ Del Toro in the house, and the CPA, the Certified Public Annihilator, Mr. Eric himself.
What's up?
Today is round two of the 2019.
Yes. Mid-year tourney.
Mid-year tourney between the
melodic death metal.
Melodic death metal Scandinavian bands.
Scandinavian bands.
Melodic death metal legacy Scandinavian bands. 2019 battle tourney episode two. If you haven't checked out the first two episodes where we did the first couple of debates, the round one, make sure to check those out to see where we got the winners and losers. Mm-hmm. But we're going to do a double feature on this episode. So we already did in-depth debates on the albums in total, so we're going to go a little bit quicker on this one. So we decided to do a double feature and pound through the losers and the winners brackets.
Yeah.
So that being said, let's move on to the first debate, that being the losers of the first round. In Flames and Amon Amarth, you see them right next to each other. Time to battle out Eye the Mask.
I think it's gonna be a good battle.
Berserker.
I think it's gonna be a good one.
You think it's gonna be a good battle?
I think it's gonna be a good
anything one. You guys want to say beforehand, or you just want to dive right into it?
No, I'm good.
I'll dive right in.
Let's dive right in.
Let's
all right,
do
guys.
It.
Let's go into track number one, Voices versus Fafnir's Gold.
I like both, dude.
As we talked about, I think it's easy, man.
What?
Another
voices?
Easy
this
one.
Is so banging.
This is a little closer.
No, dude. Fafnir's Gold is, like we talked about, it's
I
just
don't
not
love
that good,
Fafnir's
dude.
Gold.
No, I like.
And I like voices. I don't love it, but I like it a lot. But I think it's better than Fafnir's game.
I didn't use my riff last time, but I'm using my my riff for voices.
Really?
Because yes, because in case you haven't seen the other debate, I hadn't heard In Flames the last three records.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I was like, not sure what to expect, and this shit just comes in, just pops you right in the face.
Oh,
that's why
yeah.
I'm putting it on. If you haven't heard In Flames in a while, check this out, because this
Monday
is
morning.
Banging.
Get your coffee out.
Yeah. Get your coffee ready. All right, here we go. Slow little build.
Uh-oh.
What's going to happen?
About to get slapped. Uh-oh.
Oh,
start
brutal.
The pit, dude.
Everyone,
get up.
Everyone,
get up.
Get the fuck up. Hell yeah.
I love that little soda.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Dude. Yeah. This came on, and I was like, shit.
Fuck. You're having a rough Monday? Dude, you put this shit on? Oh, my God. Get the fuck out of my way. Then you roll up to your office and you tell your boss, hey, suck my dick because I just listened to In Flames today, bitch.
That's
I'm ready
awesome.
To kill someone. That'd be a boy. Dude, that riff is a killer.
Yeah, yeah, so like I said, I hadn't heard him, and I thought, you know, because everybody, you've been, oh, dude, they've been getting softer. They've been getting softer. And I heard that riff. I was like, fuck, this is heavy as shit,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if people
and
are talking
I love
about.
The, and his growl sounds aggressive,
dude,
in this
I love
one.
His
yeah.
growl.
What, are you going to wake up and put on Fafnir's gold?
Yeah.
Fafnir's gold.
Dude,
a dragon's
tail. It's a good song.
Dude,
it's a good
it's
song.
A gold. It's,
voices is better, yes, but you guys keep bashing Fafnir's gold.
Dude, it's just an okay Amon Amarth song.
I think it's a classic AA song.
No, it's no classic.
This is something they do, like the style, the structure of the song.
Wait a second. First of all, A, how do you define a classic? What's a classic song?
What's a classic
doesn't
AA
make the playlist.
Song?
No. Look, like in general, you know what I mean? What do you mean by classic?
Like a vintage. Me, like it's vintage.
It's not vintage. It just came out, so it doesn't make sense.
No.
He means
no,
the
like
sound
the style,
of it.
The sound.
Oh.
Style.
You don't think the sound sounds like a classic AA?
No, dude. It sounds
wow.
more. It sounds They're cornier crazy. To me. It
sounds
corny.
Corny.
Wow. The verses are so corny to me on this one.
I love the intro.
I already told I you on the last intro. Episode, dude. I don't love the word dragon's tail together because I just think of the cartoon. That's all I think about, and I'll say it again and again.
God
it's an okay
it.
Song. It's I think it's mediocre. I think Voices is a significant
voices.
Step up from Fafnir's.
And
cool.
Voices has a badass chorus. I didn't even play
does.
The chorus. The chorus is great. I love
I know,
the chorus.
I love the song.
I agree
I just
with that.
Keep,
I like the chorus.
I just don't like that you guys keep bashing Fafnir. It's a good song. It's a solid song.
Solid. Average.
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 But Voices
for
is
AA, it's average
Once
for
again,
them.
Once again, is it making your playlist? No.
No,
it's
not.
Is it top of the record? No.
No.
It's middle
so
tier in
mean?
Their catalog.
No, it's not. It's bottom tier in their catalog.
We're going to have to go through it again because I'm pretty sure it's middle.
The last six albums we already talked about. The last six albums, this one being lower on the totem pole. Check out our rant if you didn't see that one.
Yes.
If this one's lower on the totem pole and it's a mid to lower tier song on it's a okay. low to mid tier album,
all right,
that means it's a low song in
whatever
totality. So you're wrong.
Move on. It's fucking Voices.
Voices is
gets
the winner.
Pentagram
clear. And that was a clean sweep.
All right, guys. Number two, I the Mask versus Crack the Sky.
This one's
oh,
close.
This
one's
truly
close.
This is really close again.
Because I love I the Mask. That's my favorite
I
song.
I do, too.
I
love I the
band,
Mask.
Dude.
Yes.
And we talked about how Crack the Sky, another Thor song, but it still smacks.
It's still a smacker, dude. You can still grab it in the morning. It's butter on toast. Great chorus to sing along.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean? I love that chorus.
This is a toss-up. But if the difference between this is that little speech from Crack the Sky... It diminishes it.
Ooh,
and
that's true.
And other than that, I the Mask doesn't have a bad part for me.
Oh, you
I
mean
like
the whole structure
the
besieged
song.
By countless foes? His eyes, they were aglow?
Guys, I think the delivery, the chorus of I the Mask
no,
is
No, dude,
corny.
You're crazy.
No, it's not.
It works for the song.
But
it works
who
for
am
the
I?
Style.
So many faces.
It works
dressing
for
rags for all to see.
It works for what you're doing.
Yeah. Dude, Chester who wants to be free.
Dude, you know what?
Crazy.
I'm going with I the Mask.
I'm going with I the Mask.
Guys. It's Crack the Sky, dude.
No, it's not.
I the Mask is much cornier than just throwing
No, it's more introspective, dude.
No, I don't give a shit if it's introspective. It just sounds a little whiny in the chorus, dude. It's not my favorite.
You're crazy.
I mean, I like it, but I just think the delivery of it sounds whiny. Who am I? So many faces.
It does sound a little.
Oh, I
will
I don't
say,
know about that.
I will say the first time I heard it, I was like,
it's a grower.
It's a grower, though, because I do really like it. And it starts with a bang, man.
Yeah.
I mean, the background music of the chorus is actually pretty cool. And I might just be shitting on Anders for no specific reason, but I think Crack the Sky is just a better song.
But Crack, the problem that I have with Crack the Sky is, for me, it only gets a, the reason I'm taking Eye of the Mask.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because I haven't heard the latest in Flames.
Yeah.
But dude, how many Thor songs? I mean, we got to downgrade you just a little. Just a little, man.
I think we're on the end. We should be.
Because
if
Amon
Amarth comes out with another album and the single's about Thor,
the cover is going to be Thor.
Bro, the cover should just be a cow because you're milking the shit out of that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Nah, just keep writing songs about Thor. If they bang, they bang. Who gives a fuck? I don't care.
No, I know. And it's still metal as fuck, and I like it a lot.
It's just the problem is that the stress of the word Thor is so similar
to Thor. It's oversaturated.
Yeah, it's the Thor, Odin's son. You know, Thor, yeah. Let your hammer fly.
Yeah.
You know, you can't start the course with the stress the exact same as one of your biggest songs. But whatever, dude. They get a pass. It's album number 10.
They definitely need to stretch it out because it's oversaturated right now.
It's a little bit, but I still think it's good. Like I think this song still makes the AA.
The
playlist.
Next one's about
it
Thor
does,
too.
But so does Eye of the Mask. Eye of the Mask makes the playlist. Whoa, dude.
That makes the modern In Flames playlist.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that makes
still
the
makes the playlist.
Playlist. It still
man.
Makes
it's
the
a
playlist.
Great song.
It's a good one.
I like it too.
It's a good single. They're both great singles, but I'm gonna take back the Sky. I think y'all are wrong on this.
Nah, you're wrong.
All right,
moving on.
Eye of the Mask gets the Pentagram of Truth. Track number 3, Call My Name versus Mjolnir, the Hammer of Thor.
This
I think
is easy
this
for me.
One's
one.
Easy,
but I don't like Mjolnir. These guys like Mjolnir. I don't
like
think
Mjolnir's like better.
I think easily. So, too.
I like Call My Name better.
How?
What?
Dude, that chorus, once again.
Because I like the verse riff. I've said, I like the verse riff. Yeah. I like the vocals on top of the verse riff. And the chorus isn't my favorite, but I don't like the Mjolnir chorus at all.
I like
all.
It, dude.
I like both, dude.
The construction, the theme of what it's talking about.
No, I like the lyrics of the myth, because I like the way it's basically the follows exactly. But it's really cool, and I like hearing the story. But that's all it does for me. I don't
musically,
like it.
Musically, it doesn't engage you.
Musically,
I think
it does
it
not engage
you.
Me.
Did you retry it in between or no?
Yes.
And would you
I did.
same?
Doubling down. I'm doubling down because I like that middle part where, like, it. You know, when in this, you know, whatever Loki gets like, oh shit, I'm gonna get messed up, and they or when he's forging the hammer and it gets to a different riff. But that's like the only different part, and the rest of the riffs I don't think are that cool.
I think it's a good song.
I like the riffs. I like the riffing on
Call My Name's pretty cool though. I'm in between both of y'all though, because I like both, man. But I just think it's slightly above Mjolnir. I like it. I love this song.
Call My Name?
No. Mjolnir is.
Mjolnir, yeah.
Yeah.
No, okay, like I said, with Call My Name, and I redid it, and I am doubling down, dude. When I fucking heard that chorus again.
You're doubling down too?
Dude, it's just overproduced.
No, it's not.
It doesn't sound right. I just cannot get behind it, dude. Let it be more raw in the studio. Let it be a little bit, you know,
someone's
you don't have to put so many
elitist.
Effects. I'm not an elitist, dude. No. I love fucking In Flames, even new In Flames. I love it. Old In Flames, obviously. And I try to find the good in all of it.
I know what you're saying because I don't.
Just that, I can't get behind
you
that
You know what
sound.
I will,
because
I don't mind it as much as you.
Yeah.
But what I will say is some of the later tracks in terms of, not the song, because they're kind of more ballady, but the vocals do sound better on those songs, and I like the way it's done more than I like the chorus on Call My Name.
That's what I'm saying.
I do agree with you on that.
For some, it's not every track. I think this track in particular, especially when he hits that really high note, dude, if you're using vocal production to get to that note, don't even do it.
But I don't know if he is,
I don't know if he is, but if I have to question it, why just do it raw in the studio and just let me hear it? With like a little bit of like tampering, I guess, or some reverb or something, like Ozzy drench that bitch in a little bit of reverb. Not
but
too much.
But you said
you've
seen him live and he does well live.
But I didn't see this song in particular because this song is a really high note on the register.
This is very high.
Compared
much
to
higher
other songs,
than some of his other stuff.
Yeah. That I'm trying to think. Although I did see Leeches. I mean, that's pretty high
Leeches
on the screaming.
Is a high song, yes.
On the screaming register. I'm trying to think.
It sounds melodic. Though,
doesn't
it?
The chorus of Leeches have a
yes,
really high
does.
Note?
Yes, it does. It has a singing part.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It's pretty fucking high.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of him on top of my head. It doesn't matter. Right, but when I've seen Anders live, he does a both times in recent memory.
So you're making his case.
He does a good job. No, I'm not making his case because I'm saying my particular taste in the studio, I don't like the way that overproduction sounds, dude. There's other bands who do the same shit and I don't like it. It's the same reason that people shit over like pop and rap and mumble rap. It's because that fucking auto-tune garbage sound. I don't like it, dude. If it takes the forefront of your vocals, I understand a little bit of support, but when I feel like it's taking the forefront of the vocals,
no,
I can't get behind it.
Okay.
That's my rant.
And that's what I'm like.
The production of the vocals.
And about the auto-tune, I'm like, I can see it because I did question it at first, but then I'm like, but at the same time, he's still doing like a scream.
Yeah.
So I'm like, would you really auto-tune a scream?
Yeah.
I guess you could. I guess people could.
No, you completely can, dude.
You can do
it. No, but I mean, like, why would you? Like, you're still...
I don't know, dude. A lot of those old, the deathcore bands of like the later 2000s, they did that shit.
But they were auto-tuning their voices because their voices all came like, they all sound the same, the high-pitched voice. No. But this is still like a scream.
Yeah, I know, but you can still like take it and adjust. You can adjust the note for anything. That's the whole point of auto-tuning. That's where like all those memes come from, where they like auto-tune like, you know, the stupidest shit and make it a song.
Yeah.
here's my thing, and this is a question for y'all and maybe metalheads in particular. What do you prefer? Do you like the newer production on metal songs, or do you like old production, or do you like it when bands mix it up nowadays?
I like the mix, personally.
I like the mix. I think
it all depends on the band.
It depends on the band.
It depends on the band. A,
because when we've been listening to those,
like, I don't want Cannibal Corpse to have modern production, like the old school albums. You know what I mean? Like, I like the more sound, like Morbid Angel, Cannibal Corpse, Carcass.
Some bands can
I love
still
that.
No,
early.
But like, that's what I was going to say. Like, some of those, like, when we've been listening to records, some of those 90s albums are like
not the best.
No. Like Necroticism. Heartwork. Like Burn My Eyes. Like they sound fucking incredible.
They have the best.
Something about it.
It all depends.
I like it.
Who the producer is. And the modern
sound I think can be hit or miss. But it's the same with the 90s. You can go back and look at albums where you're like, it's hit or miss then too.
Because
I was thinking with Carcass, I love Heartwork and I love Necroticism. But
no, don't compare it to the other ones.
No, I was going to say Surgical Steel has awesome production, dude.
Oh, true.
But it sounds modern.
But it's modern.
Yeah.
It all depends, it's a good mix of both.
So many.
You know what I mean? And the other one I was going to say, obviously, I think Gojira has a good mix of like the modern production mixed with the kind of the old school vibes, too. You know,
Magma,
I think Opeth does it as well.
A new production sound, and it sounds great.
What was that?
Magma.
Oh, Magma sounds insane. Like
it does sound
what I'm saying.
Good. Yeah,
it's not overproduced. That's what I'm saying. Some of the bands that are in this like vein of let's try to get more popular, whether it's In Flames, some people shit on them for that, but they were really popular at a time. I think they still are. They're huge. Do that type of production like now. What are they called? The English band. They're younger. Between the Buried and Me, dude. They not Born of Osiris. Jesus Christ, I can't even think of their names. Ooh. The ones that just came out with like a pop album that everyone was shitting on.
Oh. God damn it. I just had it on top of
I can't think of their name, dude. Now I'm
going
to sound
the
like,
horizon.
Bring Me on the Horizon. Right. My apologies, dude. I know who they are. I just don't listen to them very much. But they have that same kind of modern production a lot of people go for. You know what I mean? I don't love that sound in particular. I like a little bit more rawness into what you're doing.
All right. Okay.
But that's what I'm.
That was a rant. That was a
big old rant. I don't like the fucking In Flames. A little bit of what they're doing. Right, I would.
So
they should switch it up for the next album. Like
the Hammer
one. Yeah. Melder Hamel Thorg is the Ben.
I don't like that song. Everybody go listen to it. It's okay.
All right, dude. So number four, I Am Above versus Shield Wall.
This is tough for me.
This is not tough.
This is not tough.
What?
Dude. No.
This is not tough.
Badass.
I'm Above is badass, but Shield. You know what though?
It's
Shield Wall does have that fucking part
as
man.
Another speech, dude.
But it doesn't matter because the first riffs are so
it doesn't
banging.
Even fucking matter because the
but
chorus.
The intro and First Flames, dude, those are hard.
And
lyrics.
The,
I never
and
get
the
get
lyrics,
into lyrics
on Shield Wall are hard as shit too.
They're amazing, and the chorus is way better on Shield Wall than on.
Put
fucking,
on my goddamn. Riff.
Oh, we're battling it out.
I Am it's Above.
We're doing I Am Above versus Shield Wall because Shield Wall is my riff.
Dude, there's no way I Am Above is better than Shield Wall.
That riff
there's
and
just
those
no
lyrics
way.
Together
here we go.
Combined.
What's the
34 seconds? Let's,
34
let's go.
Seconds.
Because you get a little build up and then it hits hard.
Oh shit!
No, wait for it. Wait for it.
Dude, that's pretty banging.
See, the modern production there sounds fantastic.
And the lyrics are awesome.
But what's the problem with this song, dude? If you let that shit play out.
No, the chorus and pre-chorus
no,
are good.
Good.
Shut up.
My God.
Dude, no, dude.
That
shut
part
up.
Is. You want to hear bad production? Put that shit on.
No, you're
that
so
production
wrong.
Is not
no, it's
good,
not.
Dude.
It works
on the vocals,
for the song
I don't
again.
Buy it, dude. I'm not buying it. They need to change up the recipe.
Hold on. We're not done because we're doing Shield
Wall.
Right,
Shield Wall. Let me hear that.
They need Shield Wall is hard
the studio on
fuck.
On some of Anders' vocal
pretty
parts.
Awesome,
on his clean vocal parts.
Yeah.
Because his screaming on that shit, I love it. Sounds so good.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. fuck out of my
JJ,
way.
Just, dude, it's going to be a circle pit the
it's
whole time.
Wide, get the fuck.
Bro, start rounding them up.
What do I got to say about Monday morning, dude? Time to get our dicks sucked.
Oh my
dude, it's so
bro,
banging.
I just want to go, after I finish this cup of coffee, I want to go pillage a village. Let's go pillage, bro.
Dude, and then it comes in hard.
Yeah.
Only three notes, all you fucking need.
Oh yeah, I love that shit.
Banger.
Oh,
dude,
there's no
it's
way,
so
dude.
Banging.
I think it's a clear
dude,
winner.
Dude, it's not. You're crazy. You just
no,
saw
it's
that.
Not
no,
clear.
It's not.
It's not. I was remembering I'm above and. The no, lyrics dude. Are pretty fucking hard.
I once
man.
Again, dude, that My God part, that I think that's worse than the
nah,
fucking
dude.
Part of Shield Wall.
But, dude, what about the fucking Shield Wall bullshit, dude?
I don't think that's as bad.
It's corny as it's, fuck. No. You, it's way
bro,
worse.
It's corny, but at least
it's
dude,
way
I like,
worse.
I can
Will,
it
is
no,
way
no, dude.
Worse.
No. That my
we
God.
We should play those parts because that's not even
then play
close.
Them, dude. I don't. We didn't timestamp them, though. Then we're going to make our
not
listeners
even
suffer.
Close.
Dude, that.
Dude, it's so stupid. The chain. It's like the
what,
most
read that
cliche
little part.
Bullshit. A no, chain true. Is never stronger true. Than its weakest.
That's
really?
So bad.
Corn.
Dude.
Why even put
that
it?
That is so bad.
Now the,
but
the
you're
rest
get behind
of
the jester that wants to be free. That's not corn.
No, dude,
that's
it's not,
corn.
Dude.
Bro, get the fuck out of here.
It's not
they're
corn.
Corny. Who
this is a.
Shit?
This is a
it's
fucking.
It's a Monomarth. That's the whole part. Is to be fucking corn.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. You're wrong. That's part of the cheese. Look at the fucking album cover. You're gonna take that shit serious?
No, that's cheese. But not all their album covers are cheese.
Okay, but. The majority of their album covers are cheese.
No,
the
it's
whole
not.
Thing is cheese.
Deceiver of the Gods isn't
bro,
cheese.
That's cheese.
No, it's not.
Oh my
it's,
God.
It's so cool.
Guys, it's
she's
cheese.
Crazy.
The whole point is to be cheese.
No,
that's
it's
the
not.
No, it's
no,
not.
That's the fun part of metal.
You're so
it's
wrong.
Wall. It's fun. It's better than I Am Above.
No, dude.
Amon Amarth doesn't
I
take
am
themselves too
better,
serious.
Dude.
In Flames does.
I Am Above
no,
because you're stupid rant saying that's cheese. It's not cheese.
That's another rant I'll go for.
Oh, my God.
In Flames is fucking just going way too serious. Just take a step back, dude. Don't take it so seriously.
They're not taking seriously, dude.
It's not.
They are. Beat the lyrics, bro.
It's just more introspective, dude.
I think you're taking it too serious. Keep the cheese.
No.
Roll with the cheese.
Hold on. Okay.
You're contradicting yourself. You hate the cheese, but you love the cheese. I don't get it. What kind of cheese is it?
If the cheese is intentional, I'm talking about you're letting that shit.
It's not intentional.
Whoa, wait a second. I'm letting like let that
there's
cheese
no
spoil
way
in
Johan,
here, like blue cheese. You know what I'm saying?
There's no way Johan was in the studio and he said this bullshit line. It was like, oh, this is going to make everybody laugh.
There's
no,
no
there's
way.
No fucking
he's
way
like,
he thought
you know,
that.
Maybe the Vikings at Vaken will say this and feel empowered. I don't know. I don't know what he thinks. That was my Johan impression. You think it was
oh
pretty good?
My,
no,
no,
it was
terrible.
Really? You haven't seen
dude,
it in
I'm taking I Am Above, dude.
Dude.
I love this song.
I actually am torn on this. I love both of these songs. Oh, dude, because I
no,
do.
Dude,
I
it's Shield Wall.
No, it's
I Am
not.
Above
I Am
has awesome
lyrics.
Lyrics.
It's the
I
best lyrics on the
awesome
album.
Awesome riff.
Best lyrics on
yes,
the album,
yes, it does,
dude.
They're okay. They're
this
okay.
Guy, you're just pissing me off to make me want to choose it, but JJ, Shield
dude,
Wall.
Shield
Wall's
awesome,
dude. The
dude.
Lyrics in Shield Wall are fucking killer.
Guys, can you imagine seeing both of these live? Shield Wall is going to destroy.
Dude, I Am Above
would
be heavy.
I think that's when people
we've seen Everything's Gone.
No, I'm just kidding.
We've seen Everything's Gone by Siren Charms live.
That was
and
pretty
that
good.
Shit hit hard, dude, like no other.
Yeah, and that was at a rock festival
yes.
when people were like, damn,
it
dude, this
was
is
heavy.
Good. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I don't know which one to pick. I love both these songs.
Come on, man.
I Am
decisions.
Above.
We gotta move
man.
On. We got a whole nother debate to
come
go
on.
All right, all right. I'm gonna have to go off the top of my head. I'm going with Shield Wall.
Thank man. You.
Circle Bullshit. Pit Heaven. I just love it.
Bullshit. All right, track number five. Follow Me versus Valkyria.
Oh, this is easy for me.
Yeah, it's
I
easy.
Love Valkyria.
Valkyria.
Yeah, I'll go Valkyria.
Yeah,
you too.
Easy.
Quick.
Easy.
That was easy. I don't think we need to debate it. We already talked about both those songs a lot.
Yeah.
Follow
yeah.
Me. A lot of potential, but the chorus
off.
Is weak.
It falls off.
The chorus is weak.
Guys, this next one's the easiest fucking one ever.
Yep.
This track number six. This is our house versus Raven's Flight.
Oh yeah,
Raven's
That's
Flight.
Oh, I forgot we're keeping. This is our house. It's terrible.
I do want.
We already
play.
Went on our rant. Go look at listen to the episode. This is our house is the worst In Flames song I think in the.
It's the worst ever. Song of all four records
yes.
for sure, and it might be the worst In Flames song to date.
But just for fun, I want to play that riff for Raven's Flight.
Then play it.
149.
All right,
just you want to hear another one?
Come on, dude.
What are we
awesome.
At time wise? We still got a whole.
We got 20. We're only 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. We're good.
We're only 20 minutes.
Let's get some
riffs.
Let's
get
some
riffs.
What's
dude,
the riff?
Some riffs. 149. Let's break it down.
Cool
Great
intro.
Single. Great single.
This song's amazing.
This one is better than Crack the Sky.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you ready?
The Ravens fly.
Get up.
Go.
Oh, my God. I want to see this live.
Yeah, dude.
War.
Dude, that war.
That butter.
That is.
Get the. Oh, my God.
And then. Oh, dude. That's
and then
such
it transitions
a good
to that cool solo. Man, it's game.
Yeah, dude, it goes into that.
You will like, never hear the Ravens flight because y'all picked fucking Eye the Mask. Or what was it? I Am Above. Fuck you.
We picked Shield mean? Wall, dude.
Oh, that's right. You picked Shield Wall. I'm talking about him.
Dude, Eye on the Ball is great, dude. You're crazy.
Yeah, Raven's Flight. The lyrics are awesome. It's a great single.
Oh. Great single, dude. Great amount of Mars single. I think it's better than... I think people got way excited for this album because I think it's a better single than the on the last record. The singles from the last record.
I don't even know what the single was. On
First
the
Kill.
Dude, First Kill.
First Kill's awesome.
I think this
the
one's...
The first line of First Kill is so hard.
But as a single for casual fans, this is way more...
I agree. Yeah.
Way more accessible than
First Kill. I agree
with
you. True.
And then... What was the other? Oh, I don't know. Raise Your Horns, I think, is better.
At Dawn's First Light, I thought was one, too.
At Dawn's First Light? Why? Yeah.
No, that was a single.
But why? Why would you choose that as a single?
Raise Your Horns was a single, for
dude,
sure.
Dude, Raise Your Horns.
Raise Your Horns is better.
Dude, yeah, Raise Your Horns.
I love Raise
Your
Horns.
That's the best. I love that
song. Bro, you will meet me Valhalla where the beer never fucking ends. I bought the shirt. I was sold first listen.
Yeah.
All right, that's easy one.
Okay.
All right, let's track number 7, We Will Remember versus Ironside.
Easy, We Will Remember. Dude, Ironside is fucking terrible.
Is we had another rant about that one. It's a bad song.
It's a bad song.
That's one of the worst Amon Amarth songs, I think.
Like ever made, yes.
Yeah.
More talking, everybody. More fucking talking.
Why would
it's
they
terrible?
It's so whack.
And never has my blood been shed.
No, it's like a singing part too.
Oh, he's trying to sing.
He's trying to sing, but man, Johan, chill out.
Johan, I don't know, man.
If you're gonna sing, I wouldn't recommend trying on isolated vocals. Like sing over something.
Maybe he needs the auto tune.
Maybe he needs what?
I was like, maybe he needs the auto tune.
Ironside is really bad.
No, just kidding.
He like he can obviously he knows pitch. I would be curious on the next album to hear him do like a chorus where they're screaming and singing together to try to like, you know, getting the fans prepared for him to drop a single where he sings
full
a chorus or a riff or some shit.
And
because we were talking about where's Amon Amarth going to go after this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it'd be cool.
They don't need a change though.
They don't.
Just
and
like
I'm not
Slayer.
Saying they do.
Slayer never changed.
But I would be curious to hear an Amon Amarth song because the Amon Amarth song with Doro was so good with singing.
Oh my God.
And then the Amon Amarth song with fucking Marco, Messiah Markelin.
Yeah.
That's my boy.
That one's okay. I don't like that one as much.
Don't you ever talk shit about the Messiah, dude. It's a legend.
I don't love that one as much personally.
I like it, but I would be curious to see Johan do a song on the next album.
Dude, concept record. Do the whole fucking Pros Edda. Do the whole fucking mythology and get guest vocals to do different people. Bring in the guy from Enslaved to do Loki.
Oh,
he's Thor?
He's that dude.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Make it happen.
Make that bitch
make it happen, dude. You're talking about
I was thinking of like ideas. Like, what are Gutlay's they doing next?
Thor.
Gutlay's Loki, dude.
Oh, and then the guy from Entombed is Tyr. Dude, get the fuck out of here.
That'd
be bro.
Cool.
And Johan, you're Odin or Thor, dude. Or both.
Call us up for the idea. Call us up
for the
idea.
We'll get some girls from Freya. I want a royalty on every album sold.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Dude, I'll do a royalty free. Just make sure at the beginning of each song goes, this was an idea from Debate Destroy.
That'd be so cool.
Dude, that would be
fucking... Go from the creation myth all the way to Ragnarok.
They have the budget. They have the
budget.
You've
been making money?
All Scandinavian bands, dude.
All Scandinavian bands.
That'd be sick.
Bring in the girl from Arch Enemy.
Bro.
That'd be
Fenris.
Sick.
Fenris played by Ishan.
Whoa! Oh.
I mean,
howling like a fucking wolf,
howling
dude.
Like a wolf, and he does that one scream from Into the Infinity of Thanos.
That'd be sick,
love it, dude.
That'd be
love
cool.
It.
I would love that. I want the.
I think we just hit gold. I think we just hit gold. Awesome. All right, so We Will Remember gets the pentagram.
Can I just say something real quick about We Will Remember? For people who. I think for me, and Will was talking shit about Anders' voice, but I think his voice in the verses and the pre-chorus here, the chorus is a little bit of a letdown, but all the singing in this track I think is awesome.
Yeah,
I think it's really good.
I like the singing way better on this track.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just want to say that because it's really good.
The production on his vocals when they do like acoustic songs too, like he has a good clean singing voice. I just feel like it's overproduced when they do these more metal songs.
I'm going on the rain again.
I got you.
This guy.
We will remember
cut him off. Cut
every
him off.
Song.
Shut up. Shut up. Okay, number eight. In This Life versus Berserker. This is a blowout.
Too easy.
The Berserker is the best song on the album. I re-listened to it after Eric went on his rant of the last episode.
Yep.
It
hits
is
hard.
A quintessential Amon Amarth song.
Makes the playlist instantly.
Makes the playlist
they
easily
need to
best
play
song
this
on the
live,
album.
Dude.
Yes.
How does it rank against the best tracks throughout Amon Amarth's
catalog? It's up there, dude. I love this
song. Let's throw some big ones out there. Deceiver of the Gods. Is it better?
Ooh, oh, no, it's not.
Oh, I kind of like it better.
Valhalla Waits.
No way.
No, not
no fucking way. That's my favorite Amon Amarth.
Twilight of the Thunder God.
No, Twilight's better.
No.
Guardians?
Guardians of Asgard.
It's better than Guardians.
JJ.
No, JJ.
This guy hates Guardians.
What is your problem with Guardians of Asgard?
Nothing. Dude. I think it's better.
Go watch the Amon Amarth episode. This guy is a fraud.
This guy's a fucking fraud. I can't even. I will link this shit in the pop up. We need you to help us with this debate. Amon Amarth.
Just because I like it better.
This guy picked Acetor better.
Acetor's better. You guys
than
are
Guardians.
Well, you're gonna save that debate
for
later.
For later.
But to the Berserker question, the one thing is the intro and the outro. While I do like them, I think it's slightly would make it below those other top tier songs musically because the middle section is. Fucking amazing.
What about the? What's your best song of Jom's Viking for both y'all, and is it better?
I like that Blood song a lot. I forgot.
Yeah,
Sea of
Blood.
Sea of Blood.
Dude, that song's fucking big.
You know what? I actually think it might be better than all the songs off.
Really?
Of
I think
Jom's
it might be
Vikings.
Too. I do love The Way of Vikings. That's my jam.
I hate that song. That's like the worst song on there,
oh,
dude.
No,
I like
man.
Raise Your Horns and Sea of Blood better.
Raise Your Horns is better.
I love Raise Your Horns, but there's...
First Kill's better than Way of Vikings.
I don't know, dude. There's something that runs through me at the gym when I put on The Way of Vikings, and it gets me fucking pumped.
Oh, and last
I think
one, Pursuit
I like
of Vikings? That's a banger,
which
too.
One?
Pursuit of Vikings?
No, it's not better than Pursuit of Vikings.
It's not better than Pursuit. No way.
Cry even of Blackbirds. Death... Even
That's a battle
which
right
one?
There, Cry of Blackbirds.
That's a battle.
That's a battle. That's I might go with Berserker, which might piss this guy off.
I have to go cry, dude. There's no way. That intro is everything.
What
to
about
me,
Death
dude.
And Fire?
It's better than
no,
Death
better
and
than
Fire.
Than
guys, Death and Fire is amazing.
It's
That's
good.
An awesome song.
I love it.
I think it's overrated.
No, it's really
Why
good.
Do they always play?
Because it's bad fucking ass.
I got to do their like old catalog. By the way, speaking of their old catalog, did you know they did a cover of Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath in like the 90s?
Did they really?
I gotta go check that out.
Is it good?
It's not
I feel like it wouldn't work.
Doesn't really work.
No.
All right, we got to wrap this up. Sorry, Berserker got the win. In This Life is a ballad. It's not terrible, but it's not going to beat Berserker.
Burn versus When Once Again We Can Set Our Sails.
Burn.
I'm going to go with Burn, too. Yeah. I think Burn has some cool riffs, dude.
I don't, once again, same rant. Don't Here love the production of the vocals, but I'll probably take Burn.
The
Burn
riffs
is,
are so good
Burn's
in this
better,
song.
Yeah.
I'll take Burn.
Burn's better. We're not going to dive into it. These are... So for everybody out there, the B-sides on both these albums,
they're
weak. Okay.
Yeah.
Little hit or miss.
Average. Yeah. I really think once again we can set our sails, such an average Amon Amarth song.
It's such an average Amon Amarth song.
So I'll give it In Flames. Burn gets the pentagram of truth. All right, track number 10, Deep Inside versus Skull and Heidi. Heidi.
Ooh, I hate, these are probably.
These is two the worst
I
for me.
I hate these songs.
No, I think Skull and Heidi's,
no,
once again, it's okay.
Nah, dude.
It's better.
This is tough.
But I hate I Deep Inside.
Yeah.
I
Skull,
hate
dude,
Deep Inside.
Come on, guys. There's
so
no way.
Skull and Hades.
You got to go
That's
Skull
a toss-up. They're both bad.
They're
I'm
both
go
bad.
Skull.
It's not, they're not bad, dude. Skull and Hades not bad.
Yes, it is.
It's a bad song, dude.
It's not
it's
a bad
so
song.
Generic for Amon Amarth.
It's okay.
No, it's so
That's
generic.
That's more than what you can say for Deep Inside.
No, they're close, dude. they're really close. That's how bad Skull and Hades
is. I agree with
Eric on
this. Thank you. But it is Skull and Hades because Deep Inside is just such a disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Track number 11. All the Pain versus Wings of Eagles.
I know right away, All the Pain. I don't like Wings of Eagles. I hate it. Wings of Eagles because All the Pain, at least it starts off with the clean vocals and the whole song just keeps building. The whole song is a build.
And it has a nice payoff.
Yes, it has a good structure to it, too. Yes. Dude, that Wings of Eagles song sucks, dude.
I don't know
it
if I'm buying
suck.
All the Pain, dude.
It doesn't suck.
It doesn't suck. Once again,
but,
I think it's just an average Amon Amarth song.
It's so average for Amon Amarth.
But I do like the payoff, so I'm going to go with All the Pain.
You guys are crazy. I'm going Wings of Eagles.
All the Pain is good,
But All
dude.
The Pain gets the pentagram of truth. Last track, Stay With Me versus Into the Dark. I think Into the Dark.
It's not that
Into the Dark, that's an easy one.
He hates it. I don't mind Stay Away With Me, but if I had to choose, I'm also going to go with
Into the Dark. Into the Dark, I listen to it again. It's a big epic.
It's
I like
awesome.
It, dude.
I just did the last tracks from the last album because we talked about it in the last episode. The last tracks from the last two albums are both better.
Warriors of the North.
Oh,
I think
really?
Warriors of the North is better.
And
I got and, to it.
But Into the Dark's really good.
What is it? Return to Northern Shores.
Return to Northern Shores.
Yeah, awesome.
Which that part in this, and it's a great end of the story.
Conclusion is great. I think they're both better than Into the Dark. But Into the Dark's still a cool song.
No, I like the song.
Yeah. I like it too. It is a good song.
Into the Dark is the pentagram of truth. So we are at the end of this little debate.
That took us 30 minutes. That was not bad.
30 minutes. We're going.
We try to rush through the B-sides, everybody, because
they're bad.
We don't love the B-sides. If you want more in-depth talk about them.
Yeah, go to the first debate.
The first debate, we talk more about the B-sides. Yeah.
Yep. All right. So In Flames got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pentagrams of truth, which means Amon Amarth is the winner with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pentagrams of truth.
I think that's perfect.
I think so, too.
It's pretty close. Above because this one's actually really good.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
In Flames definitely surprised me. It's a pretty good record. You should check it out.
It is.
And it's Amon Amarth maybe starting to peak or starting to
decline a little.
Starting to decline a little.
A little bit.
But we'll see.
We'll see.
I think what we need to do, and I'm gonna find this out, is when we do these record debates, I'll make like a Spotify playlist of our like our highlights of the albums.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially for these, when we do like these little tourneys or whatever, I'll make like the best song from all four albums.
I agree.
If you're interested, you can go check out the playlist.
And then you can decide for yourself.
You can decide for yourself. Yeah. Or just listen to the albums if you're a fucking fan. It doesn't take that long. And make your own damn decisions.
So what do we got next, Will? What do we got next?
Right. Oh, wait, before... Before, I'm sorry, I had one question I had to ask.
Yeah.
Because I think that you both are going to have different answers, so I'm curious. So now, okay, we're 13 albums for In Flames and 10 albums for Amon Amarth or something. So now you look at the entire legacy.
Yeah.
This guy's an In Flames fanboy. Are you still going? I'm just curious. I really am. Are you still going with the totality In Flames over Amon Amarth?
No.
And you... JJ, I know JJ's going to take Amon Amarth.
I'm taking Amon Amarth.
I'm taking
In Flames because those first four are insanely incredible.
Dude, the first like eight.
But it just, it goes opposite ways. As in Flames is coming down here, Amon Amarth's going this way. Although
how many great albums is Amon Amarth? I had to do the early catalog
great
of Amon Amarth.
Like great. If you take the best of the best, I think In Flames wins slightly. As in like you take like Just Race is probably, it's my favorite album.
That's my favorite album too.
And you take
Against with Odin.
With Odin, I would take Jester.
I would take Jester Race.
But totality, I don't know. I would take Amon Amarth.
That's pretty close though, dude.
Because you take Hits to Hits, I think Amon Amarth has better.
Fuck, dude. You know what? I don't know, man. Because Twilight and With Odin are so fucking good.
Like I'll take Valhalla versus anything off In Flames.
Yeah, me too.
Anything.
No, dude. Dead Eternity's better.
No fucking way, dude.
I don't know. They hit me in two different ways, dude. Because Valhalla gets me like pumped up.
It gets
Dead Eternity is like
pumped.
One of the best melodic death metal
songs ever. It's one of my favorite metal songs
ever.
Of all time, dude. No.
Do you want me to go on my rant? Waits. Dude,
we don't want the rant right now.
I'm just saying.
Let's move on. Dude.
No, but that's a good question, dude. Because fuck, I like Lunar Strain. I like the weird folkness of it. I love Jester Race, obviously. I think Horacle's overrated, but I still like it. Colony's like the second best In Flames
Colony's
record.
Colony's
it's
really
amazing.
Good.
Yeah. I don't know how people think Horacle's better than Colony.
It's not.
Clayman, fantastic.
Love Clayman. After that, for me, it starts to decline.
But
though.
I still like Reroute, dude. I can still get
Reroute's
behind Cloud
good,
Connected.
Yes.
I can still get behind like... even the title track Reroute to Remain. There's some
good tracks on
there.
For sure.
Is so fucking good. Then we get into the one that I think is underrated. Soundtrack to Your Escape before Come Clarity.
That one's actually really good because the opener is
Friends,
fucking banging.
That one's a banging song, dude.
Yeah.
I'll even take the cheesy songs like My Sweet Shadow off that album.
No, My Sweet Shadow is awesome.
My Sweet Shadow is good.
Cheesy,
I like that song.
But I love it.
Yeah.
Dude, I know way too much about this fucking band, but Escape, fucking Superhero of the Computer Rage.
That one's actually
another
very
good song.
Very underrated.
Bro, I can go on my In Flames. Yeah. And then I think Come Clarity is where it goes a little bit.
No, Come Clarity is really good. You're crazy.
Dude, that album's half and half.
Come Clarity is better than anything new from
In
Flames.
Before Come Clarity, Reroute and Soundtrack are consistent albums. For me, I think Come Clarity has some great songs and then some really...
Because
like Leech is fucking amazing, dude.
This Life is pretty good too.
Yeah, Take This Life is pretty good, but there's some other ones on there that aren't that good.
Man, I gotta look at it. It's been a long time. It was for a long time. It was like one of my favorite.
There's
albums.
The one with the girl who does the guest spot vocals. That song is killer. In Flames, do something like that again. I'd love it. But then where do you go from that? You go into the one that's not that good. Sense of Purpose or whatever. I don't remember what that song's even called with that album. The one with Alias.
Yeah.
That album's okay. I think the one after it's the last really good In Flames album, which is
Sounds of a Great Playground Fading.
That's a good album.
I think that's underrated. People don't talk about it as much. I think you can have like six songs that are all great on that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my little rant.
It's a debate.
It's a debate, dude. It's definitely up for debate. I think In Flames is one of the best and most consistent bands in metal. Like, they're an amazing band.
Consistent?
Fanboy.
Okay, wait a second. Wow. In the Gothenburg scene, they're the best. They're the best.
Give us the other ones.
Arch Enemy, At the Gates, Soilwork, Dark Tranquility, Soilwork. Hypocrisy.
No, but if you look at the whole catalog.
I know. Yeah. If you look at the whole catalog, I'll take In Flames.
Insomnium, I think it's In Flames, dude. Even if you just take the OG records, it's In Flames.
Yeah. I know.
Don't come at me with this fucking At the Gates, Slaughter of the Soul. I know it's the best and it started. That was the first one you heard. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to put it track to track against fucking the Jester Race, and we're going to find out which one's
Slaughter's
better.
Slaughter's amazing. I want to battle that.
We got to do Slaughter versus the Jester Race, dude. Yeah. But anyway, let's move on.
The championship round.
We didn't talk about the album covers. Which album cover?
Oh, In Flames.
In Flames.
I'll take In Flames, too. I don't like Berserker, dude.
Don't like Berserker. Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
So we talked about it. Yeah.
Let's go on to the second mini debate. It's a double feature, bitch. Children of the winner's bracket today.
The winner's bracket. Championship round.
Let's find out which one of these Scandinavians band is still making the best music around.
That's right.
And we got a great matchup today. Children of Bodom, Hexed versus Soilwork, Vikern Lighten. And let's take this shit to the next level. Track number one. This Road versus Arrival.
This road is incredible, man.
This Road is so fucking good.
You haven't heard Children of Bodom like me in a while? Yeah. Put this shit on, man.
Blow your ears out, dude. And someone says this album's pretty good. You forgot about how good Children of Bodom was. You're like, I don't know about them. They're old. They're legacy. Put this song on. You'll be like, fuck. Everything I love about Children of Bodom is said in The Road.
It smacks hard, dude. That's all you can say.
It's so Arrival is a bottom tier track on the record.
Yeah, I really listened to it. It's not as good.
I do like the Vikern Lighten intro, but then why does it go into another intro? You don't need two intros to an intro.
Doesn't fit well.
Yeah.
All right, This Road, easy. This Road.
All right.
I think the next one is easy, too.
Track number two, Under Grass and Clover and Bleeder to Spoiler.
Bleeder to Spoiler.
Insanely
good. It's amazing. The chorus itself is incredible. Yes. The voices, the range, and then it's got a groovy riff. It's got a melodic solo at the end that's just nice.
It's fucking amazing.
And it's short. Nice 3 minutes.
Exactly. It's concise.
Concise.
It's exactly what you need it to be. Makes the playlist. Top tier track on the album. Soilwork still fucking hitting gold. You know, I know they're called the Soilworkers, but these guys are like miners, bro, because they keep finding gold. Fucking Bjorn and the boys are just doing it, bro.
Dude, they kill it.
These new albums are just too much for me. Yep. You know, I love
one of many amazing choruses, but this might be the best chorus on the album.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. So Bleeder to Spoiler gets the pentagram of truth. All right.
Here's where I think it's about to get a little heated.
Ooh. This is a battle, dude.
This is not a battle for me.
What?
Track number three, Glass Houses versus Full Moon Shoals. How is this not a battle?
Because I like Glass Houses a lot better than Full Moon Shoals.
Dude, Full Moon Shoals is an instant classic.
No, it's not. It doesn't even make the playlist. It's such a weak song,
It's a fucking great single, dude.
It's like mid-tier on the album, and it's like right below
mid-tier.
But
it's a great album.
No, dude, there's a lot of better songs, man.
There's only
it's good.
Four, no, five there's not. Songs. Bleeder to Spoiler, Nurturing Glance, Stafflagle, Wolves, Witan, all better.
Witan is not better,
yes,
dude.
It is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Dude, Full Moon has a bunch of transitions, and then it gets to that middle circle pit chorus.
Full Moon Shoals is amazing.
But go ahead.
I guess because I really love Bjorn. Yeah. You know, I listen to Soilwork mostly because of his vocals. Mm-hmm. This chorus is weak, dude. On the rest of the record, there's a lot better choruses. For me,
I think it's a good chorus.
Yeah. No, dude, if I played it, you'd be like, yeah, that's a pretty weak chorus.
It's good, not great.
And Children of Bodom, they don't even have choruses, so why do I care? I mean, they're not, like, you know, I don't listen to them for chorus. I listen to the fucking riff.
Yeah, for the riff, I listen for the play. Yeah. No, I agree. I think the chorus is good, not great, but I don't care because I think the flowing and the pacing of the song makes up for it. The instruments are sick. That breakdown, you fucking kidding me, dude? Let's get that circle pit started.
Yeah. Let's do the battle.
Let's do the battle.
Which is the better circle pit riff?
Let us know.
Here we go.
In the comments or email me.
252. Yeah, we're doing yours first.
Let's hear it. Breakdown of Full Moon Shoals. Circle pit it up this morning. Good intro.
It builds, transitions, and you get the circle pit in. After that, you get a death metal.
Let's get it. Get the fuck up.
Bjorn saying, open it up.
Open it up. What a great fucking breakdown, dude.
It's all right.
Love fucking Bjorn.
All right. Now let's go to the real circle pit riff.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Weak.
Oh, I love that
way
intro.
Way better intro.
For Glass Houses. Oh, my.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
The boys still got
circle
it.
Circle it up.
Circle it up.
Dude, that's so much better.
I love Alexi's scream on this album. Like, he sounds so good still.
How is that even close? How is that even close? Dude, that's a way better circle pit
riff. I know,
riff.
The circle pit riff is better on Glass Houses, but I think as a song, we're going Full Moon Shoals.
Man. You guys are so wrong, because
I don't know.
Fucking Glass.
Oh, now you're transitioning. No,
Glass Houses goes to that. It has like a cool change up. It's got solos. It's well constructed and it's short, concise, to the point.
Yeah.
Banger.
It is amazing. But dude, I gotta go Full Moon Shoals, dude. I
JJ,
love
what
little,
are you doing?
I love a little chorus
it's
in my
tough,
metal.
Man.
I love the sing-alongs. Even if it's good.
You go with the banger.
I want the banger.
Woo!
Glass Houses.
I switch. I'm sorry.
I got him. I fucking got him.
It's banging, dude. It is. It's so banging.
I'm telling you, this is a tough one. This is neck and neck for me, but I would take Full Moon. But Glass Houses get the pentagram of truth. All right, guys. So we're going on to track number 4, which is Nurturing Glance versus Hectate's Nightmare.
Joke.
Hectate's.
Yeah.
We went on a joke. We went on. It's a fucking joke. We went on
it's
a rant
a joke,
about
dude.
How good Nurturing Glance
it is.
Yeah,
it's
in
amazing.
Our first episode.
Nurturing Glance is
it's
amazing.
It's a different level.
Different level.
But Hectate's Nightmare is pretty good, too.
It's one of the worst tracks on here.
I think it's the worst track.
There's no bad songs on this album.
No, it's not bad. It's just
it's not
like,
bad. It's not
it's
bad.
It's one of those weird Children of Bodom songs.
Yeah, they tried a different aspect of...
Only reason that I would that you like it is because it's different in the record. Like, it's the only thing that's...
But it's a good...
It's good, but compared to the Nurturing Glance.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a good change-up. It's a welcome change-up. Would I put it on the playlist? No. But when I'm listening to the album,
you appreciate it.
It's not necessarily a skipper. Because
it's not a skipper.
I appreciate how different they are as musicians. Like, they can do cool
there
shit like that.
Yeah.
All right, so Nurturing Glance gets the pentagram of truth. Let's move on to track number 5. Kicked in a
Easy.
Kicked in a Spleen versus When the Universe
Easy.
Spoke. Fuck, I think that's a bad
kicking a fucking spleen,
yeah.
dude.
I'm going with kicking a spleen.
It's dude, all When banger. The Universe Spoke is not that good.
You're right, no. dude. I'm going to go kicked in a spleen.
There's
kicked
so many
banger,
riffs.
Dude.
It's a, dude,
dude,
it's like, it's a shred fest, dude. It's
it
a
is.
Fucking shred fest. I love it.
And
dude.
I like The Universe Spoke, and I think it has a lot of good music parts. But again, the vocal melodies,
yeah,
not my
it's,
favorite.
It's not the best.
Not
he
my
can
favorite
do better.
Vocals.
We've seen, it's just because we have a high pedestal for him, you know?
Well, because the choruses on this record, on some of them,
that's
are just like...
That's what I'm saying. Like, if for an average band, I think it's pretty good.
That's true. I will say that. When I'm saying that Bjorn, the chorus is, like, okay... For Bjorn, his choruses are better than like every other fucking band in this
the thing.
Genre.
His okay choruses are still better than the best choruses by every other band.
Yes,
that's
this
what
genre.
I'm saying. We hold him to a high pedestal.
Yes, we do.
Because he's so fucking
he's
good.
Bjorn fucking speed strid. He's strid, stirred, strid.
I don't fucking know, man.
Strid.
He's fucking amazing. He's
fucking Swedish dudes. They got problems with how good they are in melodies. But I think Kicked in the Spleen, dude. I'll take the banger.
Yeah, me too.
Banger.
Me too.
Kick This Plane gets the pentagram of truth, dude. All right, so we're like halfway. Let's talk about the album covers a little bit. These are my two favorite ones, dude, but
I like Bodom's, dude.
I like Bodom's too. This can make Will so mad. He got so mad.
No,
I don't
dude,
know how you
I really like
that
Bodom's
one.
Too, but this Bodom. One's hard.
Bodom's
these
is better.
Are not clearly hard. The better album covers versus these two.
And Flames is better.
No. I'm gonna lose my mind. These two are so much better album covers. They're getting the picture of the little bit more modern era. In Flames, like 2008.
I don't know what you're talking
and
about.
And so is Berserker.
I don't.
They're
Berserker,
in the wrong decade.
Berserker, I get it. But In Flames is
in
good,
Flames,
dude.
That album cover's in the wrong decade.
They're going back to their mascot. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong
it
with that.
It doesn't look cool. It looks dated.
It does not look dated. It looks modern.
Okay, wait. Here's what I'm gonna say. Children of Bodom still sticking with their mascot, but they kept it a little bit more modern. They made it look cool. They made some artistic vision. It looks badass.
I love it.
Still got the Reaper. That's
the best
good,
album cover.
Yes.
That's I'm going to go with Bodom's because they kept the logo. They kept the OG.
Yeah. Love it.
They're still who they are, but they actually did a good job with the artwork.
I agree. I agree.
So take that, bitch.
No, we're not even arguing that, fool.
We're arguing about. Oh, yeah. For some reason, I don't love Vicar Light.
I like I think it a lot.
It's opposite. I don't know what you're seeing. I see the opposite. I see that's dated, dude.
Because
I do.
Why?
It's a retro. That's the whole thing about it.
Exactly.
But you're mixing the new school and the old school.
Oh, my God, dude.
No. If you call it a retro, then that would mean that it's dated.
It is.
I don't know
dated.
What you're talking about, bro.
But it's dated to the
dude,
80s.
You got something in your goddamn coffee today.
What? It's dated to the 80s, which makes it cool, not shut dated to like 2008, which wasn't a great year for music.
I don't know why you don't like the In Flames one. It's cool.
I'm not feeling it, guys. The Battle Ones is cooler.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I think it is. Sounds, no, of Playground, Sounds of a Playground Fading is a better album cover, guys.
It is.
Okay?
It is.
Okay?
I think that's close to me.
Owlboy?
No, I like Sounds.
Owlboy might be close, too.
No, it's not.
Oh, shit. Look at this.
The Owlboy is not close, dude.
Dude, the Owlboy is close.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, my God. No, he's not.
Okay, what about... It's better than Siren Charms, I'll give you that. But it's not a great album cover, dude. I'm just saying.
No, it's not great, but I like it.
It is.
Okay, let's move on, dude. Okay. Children of Bodom. Children of Bodom's got the best one of all four, so it doesn't fucking matter.
Yes.
Okay,
agreed.
So track number six, Platitudes and Barren Words versus Staphloggle, or as JJ likes to say, falafel.
Dude,
the
think
Greek dish
this
versus
is easy.
This is the joke.
You think it's a joke?
Joke.
I love falafel.
I went on my fucking rant, man.
Oh, dude, it's
but
close.
Barren Words is just... On a different level. It's the best level. Song from all four.
Woo! Better than Berserker?
Yes, dude.
Better than the Berserker?
I listened again. I was like, dude, there's no way Eric's right on this. But he's right, dude. This shit hits hard. It's, dude.
Thank
musically,
you.
It's incredible. Musically,
musically
it's
amazing.
Incredible.
I think it too.
You know what? It's right. To me, it is my favorite song. Definitely. I would, you know, best song, Platitudes, Barren Words, Bleeder to Spoiler. Voices, Berserker, and it might be the best of those four.
I think it's the best, dude. Yeah. It's so good. It's so good.
It's very close between that one and Bleeder to Spoiler, but it is the best track on the album. I don't shit on Staphloggle.
No, I'm not.
Awesome
I'm not.
Awesome song.
Like, no, it's
awesome
good, but it's
song.
Like, no, it's good, dude. Well, I'm just saying that. It's, it's nowhere near. It's no competition. and I like it too. I'm sorry. It's
Pentagram
just a better
truth
song.
Goes to Children of Bodom.
That's right.
It is a better song.
Move on because it's
Hexed.
It hurt.
Track number seven, Hexed versus the Wolves are in town. Are back in town.
I think
this is close, dude.
I'm going with the Wolves, man.
I think it's close.
Yeah.
But I put this is one of my riffs because the Wolves are back in town. Dude, I thought, you know, I always like when I first heard it, I was like, it's so corny. Doesn't even fucking matter. It's so goddamn
it's amazing,
catchy.
Dude, that first riff.
So catchy. I'm putting
throwback.
It on. Put it on because it's a great song.
It matches
song.
The album cover because we're throwing it back to the 80s.
Oh my gosh.
Do you get it? Like he's doing with Night Flight.
Oh my gosh.
Gee.
Jeez.
Gee whiz. This fucking guy talking shit about my Soilwork album cover. Oh, get it going.
Dude.
The wave.
It's so good.
The Wolves are back in town.
Oh, it's so corny, but so good.
I love it.
I don't think it's corny, though, personally.
But, dude, this transition.
Dude, this riff.
I love it. I love it. Get the fuck out of my way.
Dude, that transition is so smooth.
I know.
And it has a breakdown later on off the same off the chorus.
This song's underrated to me.
This song is amazing.
Yeah,
I love
it's
it.
Great
you know,
jam.
You know, we were talking about it last time.
Put it in
time.
The set, dude. Bust it out.
We were talking about it last time. This does make the playlist for me.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's fucking great.
It
it's a great,
great
fucking song.
Song. Yep.
Hexed is good, too, though.
Hexed is good.
Hexed
I just
is good
don't
too.
Love the ending where they're just like, Hexed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hexed. It's like
it's
the gang
very unnecessary.
It works during the chorus, I think, but then at the very
no,
end.
No, I don't
like,
even,
but I do
I don't
like
even
that
think
little,
it works on the chorus.
The very end, like the bass outro thing, I think that's
yeah.
cool.
Musically, it's awesome, though.
Musically, it's awesome.
Musically has a lot of cool riffs.
I got to go with the Wolves, dude. Yeah,
the Wolves too. Are back
the
in town.
The chorus, bro.
The chorus.
Bjorn is the king of the chorus. Name me another motherfucker in metal
king
right now
of
who's
the
writing
chorus?
Better. Who's writing better choruses in 2019 than fucking Soilwork?
In the extreme genres.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's even wait. In the regular genres, who's writing better choruses?
Dude, Killswitch. Are you fucking kidding me?
Dude, you're going to bring in Killswitch. You're going to bring in Alter Bridge. You're going to bring in Volbeat.
Dude,
you're going to bring
even
in Korn. You're going to bring
boy.
In Slipknot. Watch your mouth,
we
man.
We take those one by one, and I think Bjorn is still up there with
no.
The guys.
No, shut the he's fuck guys. Up, dude. Guys.
You're crazy.
He is up there. He is up there, but okay. Don't he's, say no, he's Jesse. The king when you got not, Alter Bridge. Volby,
wait.
Miles Kenny, Jesse Porn. Leach. You got wait. Too many, dude.
Come on.
He's the king of the extreme bands from the Scandinavian countries.
Oh, don't change now.
Okay, but even compared to those the guys, like those big dudes on top, I think he's still riding some of the best courses.
Sevenfold? We forgot Sevenfold,
oh
too.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Okay, he's still riding courses that can compete with those guys. Like I said, if we went one by one.
I agree with you, but okay, you said the king.
He's not the king.
He's not the king.
I think he could make the
he might make top 10. I might give it to him.
Maybe.
He might make
that's
top 10.
Maybe.
I think he deserves a ballot in the debate.
Oh, he definitely yeah, does.
A best metal vocalist.
But don't just proclaim
right
the
now.
King. You don't proclaim do the king.
2019 Bjorn is a top 10 metal vocalist.
I think he is too. I really do.
Yeah.
But we're just saying don't proclaim the king, dude.
I know, dude.
Because you're discounting a lot of great bands out there who are yeah. more vocally oriented
you ready for this?
Than these bands.
Oh, here we go.
You ready for this? Should I even lay it down or should I wait for another episode for
let's
this?
Do it.
Lay it down
let's
so
do
we
it.
Can think again it.
Modern Bjorn is better than modern Jesse Leach.
Shut
no.
the fuck up.
For
fuck
sure.
You.
You're
no,
an idiot.
You're
for
crazy.
Sure.
You're
Living
crazy.
Infinite, no Ride way. Majestic, and this one are way better than Disarm the Descent and the new Chris
Oh,
no,
dude, you're crazy.
No.
No.
Crazy.
Yeah, if you guys think Disarm the Descent's even close to Living Infinite, you should walk out
no,
of my
No, because
door.
If you talk about vocalists, you have to include their fucking lyrical ideas because that's a
oh,
part
okay.
of the package. And it's
okay.
not fucking close in
it's
that regard.
Not even.
It's not
Don't
close.
Even fucking start.
That's true. That's true.
Jesse's incredible,
I will give you,
man.
I will give you, Jesse has better lyrics easily. But just musicality, Bjorn
dude,
kills
Dude, he writes
it.
Awesome choruses. He writes really
I'm
good
I'm talking
choruses.
About the modern Jesse.
And I
dude.
Like Jesse's scream better than I like Bjorn's scream.
Me too.
Now, the
Actually,
singing,
yeah, I agree
the
with
singing
that.
Vocal part,
it's Bjorn.
I can kind of see what you're saying.
But his yeah. singing's pretty good. Jesse
But
can
Jesse's
sing.
A great
Jesse's
singer.
Jesse's got a great singing voice, but I think Bjorn's better. I do agree. I like Jesse's harsher vocals better. Plus, I love when he hits those highs.
Yes,
it's just
dude.
Because
and
he's so
live,
passionate.
Don't even get fucking started.
Oh, Jesse's the better
Don't even
live.
Get fucking
his
started.
His passion and emotional impact is next
it's
level.
True.
Next
Watch
level.
Your mouth.
The modern
Watch
studio Bjorn is better than modern studio Jesse.
We got him to back off like way big time.
The modern studio Bjorn.
Dude, that was
but better. Like back to this debate, like and it's not really a fair because Children of Bodom, they're not trying to write choruses, but like the best chorus is Platitudes.
Yeah.
But then when you look at choruses like Bleeder, Wolves, I mean, dude, they're on a different level in terms of his vocal talent.
I know.
Like yeah. he's on a different level than these other
That's
bands.
What I'm saying. I think we should take a Soilwork album. And put up against one of the like these dudes that are really famous in metal that are like, you know, always making the top 10 frontmen
list.
What
about a Stone Sour? Could you do a Stone Sour against this? Or you think it should be more
You
more
could.
Heavy?
House of Bone or House of Gold and Bones or whatever.
No, the latest one was Badass.
Which one's that called?
They're like, it's a weird name. I don't
know. Is it?
I don't remember. But House of Gold and Bones is pretty fucking good.
Yeah. Part one's fucking
We could
heavy.
Do that against like the A-sides of Living Infinite or the first Living Infinite album.
Oh, that's actually, so, you could do a double album. You could do both. Double albums.
That could be a big ass episode, but yeah. I even not even Stone Sour, like even like a Kill Switch, you know, because I think popularity wise, Kill Switch is still so much more popular than Soilwork. So it'd be cool to see them compete on that level, because I think a Kill Switch fan who's like a diehard and really likes, you know,
you take the best. It's not even
wait,
Alive or Just Breathing destroys Living Infinite
but
for me.
Alive or Just Breathing, I think, is obviously better. What I'm trying to say is you can get down to Alive or Just Breathing, but most people get into End of Heartache. The majority of Killswitch fans are End of Heartache and the one after it. If you can get down to that, I don't understand how it's a hard jump to get to these modern Soilwork albums.
I agree with
you. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's that idea with a little bit more heaviness, you know, and a little bit more mellow death stuff.
But Killswitch is a little more simplistic.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So how far is it a jump for casual fans? But maybe the casual fan just wants to hear my curse and doesn't want to hear anything else. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm just asking questions.
Anyway.
All right, let's move on. So
what do we got?
The Wolves Are Back in Town gets the Pentagram of Truth over Hex. Text is still a good song.
Hex is still a good song.
All right, Relapse versus Witten.
Easy.
Relapse.
It's not Witten. Put on my jam, dude. 50 seconds in, dude.
It's such
my
God.
Relapse. Oh, it's
Witten is good, though. I do like Witten.
Me too.
It's pretty good.
But
I think it's a lower tier track on the album.
I agree.
This shit.
Relapse is up there, dude. Dude, some of these riffs are insane.
Get the fuck away.
Just start the fucking pit. Sorry, JJ. Oh, I already forgot. What the fuck was the time?
50 stamp? Seconds.
50 oh, just seconds. Let it play to the 50 seconds. No. Give some fuck,
it's like a
dude.
Minute.
All right, here we go.
Oh, you ready? This is the best part.
Oh, money riff.
Watch out.
Oh, and it picks up.
Where are my dumbbells? Good shit.
Dude. Fuck, man.
It's an incredible song.
Make the whole damn song the money riff.
Dude, that is the money riff.
Phil. Yes. Yeah, dude. That song is awesome, man.
I love it.
Another great Children of Bodom one.
Top three song off of Hexed.
Yep, I agree.
Top
I think Witten is a lower tier song off of Vicar Light.
It's not lower
no,
tier.
Not.
The chorus is so good.
Arrival.
It's good, but it's is it better than Arrival? Yeah.
Yes, it's better than Arrival.
All right, it's mid-tier.
Mid-tier, thank
mid-tier.
You.
There you go.
I got it.
All right, no, so Relapse gets the Pentagram of Truth.
Here's where it starts to get a little tough for me. I don't know. This is where it starts to get a little hard.
Track number 9, Say Never Look Back versus The Ageless Whisper.
Actually, you know what? I know which one I like.
I'm saying.
Which one?
Say Never Look Back, dude.
Never Look Back.
What?
Yeah.
I'm going with The Ageless Whisper, bro.
Oh, Ageless Whisper's bottom tier, dude.
But that's I still definitely. Think it's better than Say Never Look Back. I think Say Never Look Back is like, it's okay.
No, that's the one that has the cool building riffs, dude.
Is it the one with the neoclassical transitions? Right?
Oh, fuck, man. I don't remember.
I think so. I think it's good, but I just think Ageless
Soon
Whisper.
Soon Departed is the one I wonder if you're thinking of. Because Soon Departed is definitely.
What's he having in my notes?
Definitely not as good. Never Look Back has that building. It comes with the chug. Yeah. Donum, donum, donum.
It does, dude.
And the first riff, the one guitar's playing it, and the other's just doing chords.
Oh,
and then they do it together, and it just builds. Dude, it's so cool.
It's connected really
It's
well,
a really cool song, yeah. man. And the Ageless Whisper's weak, man. I don't like the Ageless
Whisper. It's okay.
Whisper.
It's an okay song.
Yeah, it's okay. I just like I can get down with the chorus.
No, dude, they just
sing along. Dude,
wrong.
Take it.
Wrong. No, I'm just kidding.
I take the Ageless Whisper. But all right, Say Never Look Back is the
Never
pentagram of
back.
Truth. All right, soon. I think this is an easy one. Soon Departed
Actually,
versus Needles and Kin.
Now I'm thinking about it. This is easy.
Bro, Needles and Kin.
Needles
dude.
And
Come
Kin.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Tommy, bro. Amorphous. Shout out to you.
Needles and Kin's pretty badass.
We should do an Amorphous versus Sorry Work would be good too. The Under the Red Cloud or whatever.
Yeah.
Love that album, man. Yeah. What'd you guys think of the new Amorphous?
Oh, good.
The one with the hive?
I
thought
it
was a good Queen of Time. That's what it's called.
Yeah. The single was amazing.
The B?
Yeah.
Or was it?
The B.
The B.
Yeah. But the other songs, I don't know, man.
The
I had a little trouble.
Folky, there's one with like a weird folky middle part.
Okay.
I can kind of get down to it because it's different, but I think Under the Red Cloud is much better.
I liked Under the Red Cloud better.
I want to hear the one prior because those are the only two albums I've heard from Amorphous.
Agreed.
Besides the Tales from a Thousand Lakes because they say that's their best legacy album when they used to be Mellow Death.
Yes.
That's pretty good. I liked it.
Okay.
I like the modern ones better. I don't know if I'm going to get chastised with that. Don't really give a fuck. His singing is great.
Yeah, I like his singing.
I like the modern production with the riffs that they're coming in with. But that's another tangent for another day. All right, so Needles and Kin gets the pentagram of truth. We are on the last track, fellas. You a Quiver versus Knuckle Duster. I think this is an easy one.
Easy? They're both
I don't think
good.
It's easy.
I think they're both good, but I think Knuckle Duster's a banger.
Yeah, it is.
But Knuckle Duster...
it's a
I'm
banger,
still,
dude.
I'm still hanging on to like the... Does it get a little...
No, it
it's already
doesn't.
Been released, you know?
Just think of it.
Who cares?
As
it's on the album. It's on the album.
If I had to do it track to track, Knuckle Duster.
Knuckle
yeah,
Duster.
Same here.
Same here.
Well, it's just a banger.
Good. Quiver's good. It's a good song.
It's a pretty catchy chorus.
Yeah.
But we're going with Knuckle Duster.
Knuckle Duster gets the pentagram of truth. We are at the final end of the metal 2019 Scandinavian Legacy Band tourney.
Who won?
How specific is that for you? Soilwork got 4 pentagrams of truth,
wow.
which means Children of Bodom is the underdog winner.
Wow.
Underdog.
They were the 4 seed. They were the 4 seed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pentagrams
of truth. Upset City.
Damn.
Upset City, dude. Let's talk a little bit about this. I did not think Hex was going to win.
I did not either.
I
thought Soilwork was going to blow him out. I honestly
no
did.
No way. I told you all. I took Hex.
Is Hex a better album?
Yes.
Yeah, it's more consistent, I think.
It's the best. It's literally, I think it's really the best one.
But is it because...
I think we nailed it right on the head for all 4 of these.
You think 1, 2, 3, 4?
Yes, absolutely.
Is it because it was so unexpected from Children of Bodom?
I know, that's what I'm wondering too.
Because
we have not been listening to Children of Bodom for quite some time.
No, but when
it first
came out,
has been coming out with banger after banger. Our standards are very high.
Very high for Soilwork.
True.
After heard the Living Infinite, you know, I want more of that, which they have been doing. But yeah, you know, the Living Infinite compared to Halo of Blood, I mean, that's a joke. You know, so our standards are much lower for the Children of Bodom side. So I don't know if that influenced it at all. But yeah, Hexed was an underdog, dude. It was a surprise to me.
Incredible album.
Cover to cover. It's a great fucking record. I think I'm gonna get it on vinyl. Love the album cover.
Yep.
Great job to Alexi and the boys. They're fucking smacking still. Shout out to Bjorn and the boys.
Has
those
great
fantastic
riffs.
Great riffs.
Just great
production.
Riffs, great solos.
It's
great,
a great
songs.
What I said was my favorite part is it's a mix between the two eras of Children of Bodom, to my opinion. It's got, you know, kind of the parts like heavier, like Hatebreeder, that are faster paced and neoclassical, but then you also have this kind of modern era sneaking through with like
mixture.
Hey Crew, Death Roll, and whatever that other fucking
Are You Dead Yet?
Yeah. Type of style too. But awesome record, dude.
It is.
I love
couldn't
it.
Have asked for more.
And it's so consistent. Like every song I can listen to, I don't skip anything.
Yeah.
No.
We just saw Children of Bodom off this tour. They fucking killed it.
Oh my gosh, you're incredible.
Is Alexi doing all right? I don't know. He looks very thin. He's worrying me, but he still killed it live.
Yeah, he did.
Didn't even matter. But yeah, so at the end of the metal tourney, Hex was number one. Vicar Light and Soilworks number two. Number three was Amon Amarth with Berserker. Number four was Enslaved. Or sorry, Enslaved.
Enslaved.
In Flames with I, the Mask.
All Ooh. Four are solid albums,
all
guys.
Solid fall
yes.
out.
I would check them all out. I really would. You guys should check them out.
I know. I'm glad that these bands in their double-digit albums are still releasing quality
music. I know,
music.
Seriously.
Or at least music that you can grab a couple tracks and be like, still bangs. What else
yeah,
do
you
I
got
need?
Some hitters. You
got some
hitters.
I got some hitters for the playlist.
Oh, definitely.
Can that be said for some of the legacy bands from the 80s?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
Now they can. I think some of these, like Dystopia was pretty dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, who would you rank? What's your number one album from these four specifically? What are the? This is only June. We're halfway through the year, 2019. I got my Voivod shirt on. It's talking about legacy bands with good albums. The Wake's got some tracks that bang.
Damn.
Just saying, which album should we do in another 2019 tourney? What other tourney should we do? Tell us what your opinion is on these four. We want to know.
Yes.
But Hexed is the best of these four. If you don't think so, what's their opinion, JJ? Let them
They're
know.
They're wrong.
Your opinion's wrong, but let us know why we're wrong.
Peace out,
guys. And that's
guys.
It for us here. We'll see you on the next episode, episode 25, next Monday, Debate and Destroy. Keep headbanging. Keep on rocking. We'll see you later. Bitches!